Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is News Radio KDK. I'm Larry Richard.
Good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Hey, Larry, the FBI, Pittsburgh, warning people in the 724 area code. Now, before you say how many people does that affect, 1.7 million people live in that 14-county area using that.
The 724.
The 724. Yeah, there's a warning now. So they're saying don't post so much stuff on social media. Why? Because people who are going from the 724 south of the border into Mexico are being tracked, scammed. There's scammers in Mexico watching social media accounts. So when you start posting, hey, here we are in Puerto Vallarta having a great time, they go through your contact list and try and scam them, saying, oh, yeah, Larry, he's in trouble. He got hurt in Mexico. He needs money. Give it to us. So don't fall for the scam if you're contacted by somebody who's traveling to Mexico from 724.
And if you want those free tests from our government, it was supposed to go active today, but somehow it activated yesterday. COVIDtests.gov. It'll take you a minute or less to put your name and address in there. There's no charge. You'll get four free tests per household. They'll ship starting maybe as early as the end of next week.
Yeah. A lot of people saying, well, you know, what if I had my symptoms? Just put it in your closet until you get symptoms. How about that? Instead of saying, well, I had symptoms last week. Why couldn't I get my test? Well, because the federal government was hoarding the test. You couldn't go get it at CVS or Rite Aid or anything like that. So this is preemptive. Use it for next time. And next time you feel sick, Larry.
Now they say they are going to distribute 400 million K95 masks.
Why doesn't the federal government just let the businesses sell them? Why do they have to give them out? And
they're expensive, apparently, the K95s.
Yeah, I'm sure taxpayers paying probably twice as much as the field price for it. I mean, why does the government need to hand out the masks and the tests? Why not just put them in Walmart and, you know, the apothecary and other places?
I don't know. Why don't you call one of your one-on-one guests try to figure out why they are doing that?
Oh, and let me ask you this, Larry. How many people do you think were affected by that 724 area code scammer on vacation in Mexico last week?
How many?
The FBI warning people.
How many?
450 calls were made last week of hoax kidnappings, so it's affecting quite a few people.
That's surprising. First of all, I'm surprised that many people from here are going to Mexico right now during the pandemic. Clearly, they're not worried about it. I thought it was difficult to get in and out of other countries, including Mexico and Canada.
If you get that phone call, do not give your personal financial information out to anybody asking for it if you don't know who they are. If you didn't make the call to your bank, don't give them the financial information.
A lot of work to do in our final conversation with Steelers insider, Hall of Fame writer Ed Bouchette, who's on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Ed, good morning.
Good morning.
Coach spoke and answered questions for 26-plus minutes yesterday. Anything jump out at you? I guess one of the big questions was about the offensive coordinator, and it sounds like he got a little vote of confidence.
Yeah, he wouldn't have said that, I don't think, about Matt Canada if he didn't intend on bringing him back. So I think that that's not going to happen. What a lot of people thought might happen with Matt Canada leaving, it looks like he's going to be back. And it also looks like Keith Butler may be retiring. If he's talking to Mike Tomlin about it during the season, then as Chuck Noll used to say, if you're thinking about it, you've already retired. And that also may be the case with Kevin Colbert. I mean, Mike Tomlin said they've talked about that as well.
Now, the Steelers have stayed out of a lot of the transition ditches that other teams have been in for, you know, they go into it for a couple of years. But there's going to be a lot of changes for the Steelers in the offseason. Looks like Ben Roethlisberger hasn't officially said the R word yet, but he'll be gone. You might have Keith Butler gone and Kevin Colbert. So it's going to be a whole new look.
Yeah, it actually has been ongoing, Kevin. People just didn't notice as much because Ben came back. If Ben hadn't come back, we would have talked about this year being a transition year, a rebuilding year, whatever you want to call it. I mean, they went with a whole new line. They drafted a running back, went with a new tight end. Over on defense, they were forced to go with some people because of injuries, but there weren't a lot of changes there, but there will be some this year too. So they've been in the process, and we'll see how long it takes. And, you know, the big one will be, will they draft a quarterback? Will they sign a quarterback? What's going to happen there?
Yeah, one of the interesting comments that Coach made yesterday about his current quarterback staff, minus Ben, Dwayne Haskins, and Mason Rudolph, was that they haven't proven yet that they're everyday quarterbacks. I thought that was significant, which means they are going to entertain bringing somebody in here. Who?
Well, I don't think you're going to see a big name come in. They might bring in a Minshew, who's with the Eagles and had his moments with the Jaguars as a young quarterback, just to compete. And, you know, if they draft one, that'll change everything, right? Because I don't think you're going to see them draft one after the first round. It's going to be first round or not at all. And, it could be either a bridge year, or if they draft, let's say Kenny Pickett falls to them. I don't expect he will, but that certainly would stir things up around here.
And didn't Coach Tomlin say he was looking for more mobility in a quarterback?
Well, as he said yesterday, everybody's looking for that. But you're not looking for a running quarterback. You're looking for a guy who can move. And that was Ben Roethlisberger early on. And when he didn't move, he was big enough to shove people out of the way and shake them off. Ideally, you'd want first, a guy who can throw the ball, like the guy up in Buffalo, Josh Allen. You know, I mean, he can do a little bit of both. And as you saw so blatantly on Sunday night, so can the guy in Kansas City.
We're with Steelers insider Ed Bouchette. That said, if they can find...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got
got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A guy that's more mobile, and you notice the difference with Patrick Mahomes may be an exception because he's extraordinarily talented and mobile, but what a difference that makes in giving his team a little extra time for his receivers to get open. And man, once they broke it open on Sunday night, Kansas City broke it wide open, and it was because of Mahomes.
Well, everybody knows that. You know, I mean, he's, to me, he's the best quarterback in the league. And, you know, he's showing it now. Early in the season, maybe not so much. The Steelers did not get that version of Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. But, yeah, he's something else. I guess he and, you know, Aaron Rodgers, you'd have to still put up there as 1-2, however you want to, you know, rate them. Either way is fine.
Okay. And now, SportsIllustrated.com, yesterday I read, Coach Tomlin, you know, there's going to be some changes, obviously, in the coaching staff next year. He's under wraps for the Steelers until 2024. Why does his name keep coming up? There's an online casino betting that he has the fourth highest odds of becoming the Raiders' new head coach. Why does this keep coming up? He slammed the door on going to UCLA earlier in the year.
I don't know, Kevin. It's ridiculous. But I would say take that bet, not that he's going there. Do whatever the odds are, go with the opposite. If it's 100-1, put a dollar on, put $100 on to win whatever that would be. My math isn't real good right now. No, put $100 on to win a dollar. So put $1,000 on to win 10, put $10,000 on to win 100. It ain't happening. So it's free money.
Why do people keep wasting their time putting his name out there as being the next head coach of whatever? It's not going to happen.
Because we're talking about it.
But wait a minute. What
we're
about...
talking about it, right?
You're right.
Whoever's throwing it out there, that much more panache.
What about coach of the Maulers?
Do you know Todd Haley is going to coach the Tampa Bay Bandits?
I didn't know that. Former offensive coordinator whose dad was with the Steelers, and he was here.
Yeah, I was talking to him the other day for a story I did on, I forget what it was, Ben Roethlisberger or somebody. Anyway, he told me that that it's going to be in Birmingham. They're playing all the games in Birmingham. Todd lives down in the Tampa area.
Well, wait a minute.
Where his parents are.
When's that USFL regenerated again?
April.
This April.
Oh. Those Maulers commercials.
The Pittsburgh Maulers are here.
They're coming.
Mike Rozier, well, then you're going to be busy covering the Maulers.
They're in Birmingham. They're playing all their games in Birmingham. They're playing every game in Birmingham in the league this year. And then maybe next year they'll split up and go to the cities they're supposed to.
I think you ought to move down there for a while.
That would be a step backward, a big step backward. I can tell you that.
Anyway,
I got my start, though.
We've enjoyed
the Maulers at the Post-Gazette.
See? And look what happened. You became a Hall of Fame writer. We've enjoyed our conversations with you. Thanks so much.
Anytime you want me, I'm here.
We will.
Season ends. I don't.
Unfortunately for you, we will be calling again.
Okay, guys.
All right, Eddie. Boy, a big drop indeed on Wall Street.
Did it have anything to do with the fact that I made a deposit? My goodness, Jamie Meredith, good morning. What happened?
That's probably it, Kev. I'll blame you with all of this, but the markets did take a big tumble yesterday. Interest rates spiked. The two-year interest rate jumped above 1%. Haven't seen that in a long, long time. The 10-year interest rate, almost 1.9%. Big climbs this year. Energy was the only positive sector. Oil continues to climb, settling around $85 a barrel. Just feels like yesterday when the oil prices actually went negative. But losses were led by technology, financials, and communications. At the bell, Dow fell more than 500%, down 500 points, down 1.5%, pulled lower by Goldman Sachs, down 7% after disappointing earnings. J.P. Morgan dropped another 4% on top of yesterday's 6% slide. Goldman partly blamed the earnings miss on a sharp increase in compensation expenses. Talk about the big labor gap. Rising wages has been previously cited as a potential headwind for corporate earnings as we wade through the earnings season. NASDAQ hit the hardest, down 2.6%. Weakness in mega tech names with Apple, Microsoft, Google down between 2-2.5%. Facebook down more than 4%. Moderna continues to get clobbered, falling another 9%. S&P split the difference, down 1.8%. Microsoft yesterday announced buying Activision for $70 billion. Data out yesterday was also disappointing. U.S. home builders less optimistic, partly blaming that on inflation and supply woes, and manufacturing data out of New York turns negative for the first time in 20 months as Omicron strikes productivity as workers are at home quarantining and not out making goods and services. Futures are slightly higher after trending negative for most of the evening. Dow futures up 37, NASDAQ futures up 40. That's it for the morning news. Let's see what the bell brings us at 9:30.
All right, Jamie, we'll talk tomorrow morning, your Money and You Morning Report, with Senior Vice President Jamie Meredith with Heffron Tillotson. The $1,000 Minute is next, 866-391-1020. What caller, Kevin?
Lucky number 7.
866-391-1020.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.